Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to complete the beautiful Siman Tov Kuf Yud Beis, and in Yirtzeh Hashem start Tov Kuf Yud Gimel. So we begin at the very top line with the Mechaber Sif Gimel. Also, Levasha Velefos Hosorach Klovim. Just like we learned, you're only allowed to cook for Yiddish people, you're likewise not allowed to go cook for your dogs. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Zion tells us this is not only your dogs, afilu klovim, this is dogs, the mizinoseim, a love, that you are responsible to feed them with food, and certainly dogs that don't belong to you. And v'lav dafu klovim, it's not only talking about dogs, ela hu adin, the same halach applies, shar behem achayev of, any other animals, wild animals, domesticated animals, or birds, also lasel shum melacha avurim. You'll have to feed them if you're responsible for them, but you're not allowed to do melacha for them. Because the pasuk that says that you're allowed to do ochel nefesh is the cross says de lochem, you're allowed to do for yourself. Lochem velo leklovim. Memait oved gilulim ubehema. You're not allowed to do this for nochrim, and you're not allowed to do this for animals. Again, you are allowed to feed your animals, but you're not allowed to do melacha for them. And animals that aren't yours, you aren't responsible for them, you're not even allowed to feed them. Mishnah Mechaber continues and he says, "Avo mutol ataltal mazonos v'litein lefnei." As I just pointed out, the Mechaber says you are allowed to go and move mazonos for them. In other words, carry mazonos to them in a way that doesn't involve any isser. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Zayin says, "Ayin le'el and hilchos Shabbos and Simin Shin Chavdal." We learned over there, "Shiniz baru shom kol adinim hashiyachim inyan hachonis maichel behema." There we learned all the food preparation laws for giving food for your animal on Shabbos. For what din kan? There's no difference between animals on Shabbos and animals on Yom Tov because there's no din of ochel nefesh, and therefore the only difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov ain bein Shabbos liyom tov ela ochel nefesh bovat. And since ochel nefesh is only for Yiddish people, it doesn't apply to animals. Therefore, it is not something that you can do. Now, the Ramah explains what does it mean lataltel hagoy. He says, "Avol also lahotzi bishvilon mirushus l'rushus." You're allowed to move them, but you're not allowed to take them from one rishus to another rishus that involves isurim. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yudches, "To lohuter hotzah biyantiv kiim letzorech ha'adam." You're only allowed to carry on yantiv that involves an isur of carrying on Shabbos only letzorech adam. Avol lo letzorech pema, but you're not allowed to do this for your animals. The Shar Tzion, Oslam and Beis, brings down, Chofetz Chaim says, "De bishvil behema lohuter aide mitoch shehutra v'chule." We don't apply the rule, mitoch shehutra v'tzorach, hutra nami shelo l'tzorach, or hutra nami l'tzorach tzas. So we do not apply this principle that allows you to go carry, if there's any yontif need whatsoever, for yourself, even if it's not ochel nefesh. Because he says, "Dezeh dafke im hutzorach tzas li'odim." It has to be at least a little bit of a yontif need, even if it's not ochel nefesh, but for a person. And therefore, this doesn't apply to animals. The issue footnote number 15 brings down, "Lohotzi ochel mirushus l'rushus avur behema, kishyesh chashash im lo yaviu le hitachalo otomus." If the animal is going to die if you don't bring in its food, so then Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says it would be permissible to take it from one rishus to another rishus, because we are going to learn in Simen Tov Kuf Yud Ches, "Shemut lohotzi mafteach kidei lishmar v'mon." You'll have to take out a key in order to go protect your wealth, shelo yafsid, that you shouldn't have a financial loss. And therefore, one should be allowed to go and feed your animals, so you shouldn't have a financial loss. However, the Mishnah Berurah over there does say that if possible, one should be machmir and not allow something like this unless you are going to suffer a significant financial loss. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Mirushus l'rushus." This is even when it's only a din derabbanan that you're going to be over and not an issa d'oraisa. And ayidei akum near the shari, but a non-Jewish person can do this for you. Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar Tzion Oslam and Gimel adds, and he says, "The prima godim is mashma that's over the karmelis shari." The prima godim would say that you are allowed to go and bring it to a karmelis. V'chinu l'oroch mashmos, and this also seems to be the opinion of many others. He says the Mordechai, the Gos Maimonios, as brought down in the Beis Yosef, and he specifically says only Rishus HaRabim are not allowed to. However, Medivri HaTosos, Tosos seems to suggest that it would in fact be also like the Mishnah Berurah brought down, and there's also the opinion of the Hagos HaShri, that's brought down in the Beis Yosef, and this also seems to be the opinion of the Graz, the Shuas Yaakov, to, as the Mishnah Berurah said, forbid you to do this even from Rishus HaYochid into a Karmelis. Ramah continues and says, "Zuchain also legabel hamursun liofos." You're likewise not allowed to go and mix the mursun, the bran, to go feed your birds. He brings this down for the Mordechai. But you are allowed to do this, he brings out from the Kolbo, if you make some sort of a change in the way that you're doing this. What is such a change? So the Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Chav tells us, when you make a change, it's permissible even on Shabbos. As we learn, Kimavul El and Simon Shin Chav Dalet. What exactly is the Shinui? Was also explained over the Mavushim and Sivkimu, Ayin Sham, and the issue footnote number 16 reminds us, and he says that you're not allowed to go stir it in the normal way that you go and stir something, which is like in circular motion. But you are allowed to go and put the stirring implement, the ladle, into it and do up, down, right, left. And you have to lift it up each time. You can't continuously do it up, down, right, left because that would be like stirring it. But you are allowed to go and do it even multiple times in this fashion. The Chazon Ish adds, Chazon Ish is what I said, that you have to lift the ladle or the stirring spoon out of the mixture every time, otherwise it's like you're stirring it in a circular motion, which is not allowed. The Ramah continues and he says, "Umutu laharbos bishvil haklovim ba'osu kedei rishu mavash b'liatzmol." If you're already cooking and you haven't put it on the stove, you can add additional food into it for your dogs. Afilu, and the gear that we have is im yesh lo dover acher shiuchal tein laklovim. You can do this even if you have something else to feed to the dogs. Im ayirotzeh, and he brings it down in the Beis Yosef, the name of the Ran and the Yerushalmi. But we'll see. The Mishnah Berurah will change that gear to be im ein lo dover acher if you have nothing else. Now let's look inside in the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chaf Aleph, where he says vuadin shar behem chayit. Again, the same. It's not specifically dogs. Some of dogs was a common thing, but you'd be allowed to do this for other animals as well. Afilu lo hayu mizonoseyem a love, even if they're not animals that you're obligated to go and take care of. However, the issue foot number 17 brings down in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tov Tzadi Zayin, which we learn is regards to fish and birds, that their din is like their muktzah, and you're not allowed to go do anything for them for food. You may come to go and eat them, and therefore you're not allowed to go feed them. And it's only rak kishimazonu seim olav, if only if you're responsible for them are you allowed to feed them. And Shlomo Zalman says, why is there a distinction between that and what we just learned now? Shekan hutra adover mipnei shemadu beofen shumechin ochal avur habehemos l'tzorach mocher. You're doing it for tomorrow's needs by being marbe in shiurim, and you're not going to feed them on yantif. And if there's no concern, you're going to come feed them. You're going to come to shech them, or beofen shemechin l'tzorach behemas nachri, or you're doing it for the next door neighbor, who's a guy, and by him, none of these are considered muktzah. In any event, you are allowed to go and do this, to go and add extra food into your pot before you put it on the fire. You're allowed to do this. Again, with the understanding, as we just brought down, that you're not feeding to them on yontif, but you're going to use this for after yontif. Sivkot and Chatbez, the Mishmur adds, even if you have something else to feed for them, that's the girsah that we had, but he says, to sofer, this is a mistake, the editor made a mistake over here, v'tzorech lomar, it should say, afilu ein lo dover acher, even if you have nothing else for them. And what does this mean? He says, ayin adbir agrosh, mefarish divir amor, the rotz lomar, this is what the Ramah is trying to teach itself here, according to Vilna Gaon, dimhoy lo dover acher b'meil afaisen, if you have other food for the animal, then afilu kidera cheris shari laharbos bishvilon, then you are allowed to go make extra food for them in this in a separate pot. Afilu kidera cheris, you could be allowed to do this. As long as you can eat it yourself. Because in that situation, does chashvinon kilo mavashal l'tzorachatzul, because then it looks and is in fact that you're cooking for yourself. V'chein, mifarish ha-mogin avroh misiv katan gimel, ez das ha-ramoh, v'chein mivorah b'derchi Moshe. And this is also the way the mogin avroh understands this as well. However, the Mogen Avraham elsewhere in Sivkot and Gimel, Muchat de Ladina, Daito Kidas HaMarshal, he holds like the Marshal, the Bikdera Cheres in another pot for the animal, Bishilon Osur Bechol Inyon, that's never allowed, because the Bazeh Muchach, the Abisho Shalol Litzarchu, because then it's clear that you're not doing it for a purpose of Yantif. Vetiku Kamachron is Dvar, and many are Machmer like the Mogen Avraham, he says as well, Ayin and the El Yerabah. Go look in the El Yerabah for further details about this. That concludes Simon Tov Kuf Yud Beitz, and we begin Tov Kuf Yud Gimel. And the Mechaber writes Sif Aleph. Beitzah Shenol De Biyantiv. This is the famous Masechta Beitzah, which starts off Beitzah Shenol De Biyantiv. If an egg is laid on Yantiv, also Ligaba, we say that it is Muktzah, and you're not even allowed to go and touch it. And this is because of the famous consideration, the Gemara there says that in case, we'll see this in the Mishnah Berurah, in case this is when Yontif is on a Sunday, it would be that Shabbos prepared for Sunday Yontif, and Shabbos can never prepare for any other day, and therefore the rabbis made a low plug and said, any egg that's laid on Yontif, we don't allow to use. And we'll see this inside in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Aleph. This is true, afilu mitarnegolus ol medes lachilo, even if this was a chicken that you could shecht it, and therefore the lekha b'mukta, there's no concern of mukta over here, because the boy shachetlai, if you want to go shechting, you could. Nevertheless, even a chicken that was designated for shechting, if it laid an egg, mikol mokom abeitz asur b'achila, we don't allow you to eat that egg. The yontif shechol lios be'echa b'shabbos asur b'deraisa, because there we have a real problem of when yontif is on Sunday, that Shabbos is when the egg is being prepared. It's preparing for yontif Sunday, and that's an issa deraisa. T'chol beitza nisal d'yoidna, any beitza that's laid on a Sunday may esmo. It was finished off and was prepared, therefore, in Shabbos. The Ein Shabbos Mechel Yontif. Shabbos can't be Mechel Yontif. It's an Issa Daraisa based upon the Psukim. The Chinu Es Asher Yoviu is brought down in Tirshu footnote number 1. And he adds, Shadavka Bechol, Shastam Shishi Cholu, Yesh Lochel Shabbos Yontif. A regular Friday could go and prepare for Shabbos. That's not a problem. Vein Lochel Shabbos Yontif, Obi Yom Tov Shabbos. But Yontif can't prepare for Shabbos, and certainly Shabbos can't prepare for Yontif. And furthermore, he says, "Begeder Isser, what is the guidelines of this Isser?" Continuing in the second paragraph, Dear Shafutin number 1, he reads out from Shlomo Zalman, based upon the Gemara in Psochim, the Sha'osu Lishtamish Ba'etze Mukza, B'yom Tov, you're not allowed to use Mukza wood on Yontif, Mishum Ase Shal Vechinu, because you have to go and prepare it. Or Mishum Ha'asora Shal Lo Sasu Ko Malacha, if you didn't prepare it, you're not allowed to do Malacha with it. And he says, any hishtamshus she'eino mucha nechsheves k'malacha, anything that wasn't prepared is considered like malacha. And therefore he says, shedover shlo huchan b'yom chol, anything that wasn't prepared on a weekday, nechshav kilu mechinam oso b'shor she'ochlam oso mishtamshbo. So it looks like you're preparing it right now. And this hachana, if it's done on Shabbos or Yontif, is considered a malacha and is not allowed. So therefore, continuing back in the Mishnah Berurah, because we're in Yom Tov the Alma, Mishum Yom Tov Acha Shabbos. And as I said, we don't allow you to eat an egg on any day of the week because we're concerned when Yom Tov is on Sunday, Shabbos we're prepared for it, so we don't let you eat an egg on Tuesday, even though Monday Chol prepared for Tuesday Yom Tov. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, V'kivan dasur bechila, since you're not allowed to eat it, memela sur betilto, then you're also not even allowed to go and move it as well. Now, the Mishnah continues and he says, Ayin further in Reish Simon, the beginning of Simon Tov Kufta as well, we'll learn soon. Mash Kosadu Shomazeh. He adds additional details about this. If you look in Dirshu foot number 2, he says, Va'afim Tzorach es Gufa Beitza. If you need the body of the egg, for example, to use it as a bottle cap, Kigon Lachasas Bokli, Oh, Shetzorach es Mekom, where you need its place. So then the Shaar Atzion already taught us in Hilchos Shabbos that the Gemara says, even there, also Latiltula. Obed, he brings down in the rest of this footnote that if it was Omedes L'Achila, maybe there's room to be Meko, but he's Mistapik Badovar. He says that about the Prima God. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Beis says you're not even allowed to go and touch it. That's what the Mechaber said. Sa'afo gav de'ein isser b'negiyas dover muktza. He says, technically, there's no isser in touching muktza. Uki de'el and Simon Shin Ches, as we learned previously in Hilchos Shabbos, Beitz is shiny, an egg is different. Why? Because normally when you touch muktza, you're not moving it. But with an egg, kivin shu dover hamiskalgo, since it rolls, we're concerned that if you touch it, chayshinon shema yinanena ayideh hanegiyah. By just touching it, it may roll. The issue foot number 3 reminds us that we learned back there in Hilchos Shabbos, according to the Mogen Avraham, also lingo abidover muktza, gamim ein omezes osa, kishanagihi letzorach hamuktza. You're not allowed to touch something that's muktza, even if you're not going to move it, if you're touching it for the needs of the muktza. However, according to the Vilna Gaon and the Derech HaChaim, you would be allowed to as long as you don't move it. And we paskin like this Vilna Gaon. Now we continue in the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagor, dahainu l'taltula, this also ligaba means you're not allowed to go and move it. And this is brought down from the Mordechai in the beginning of Beitza. Now, we look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gimel, he says, Mashem Mishaloshon Zed, it seems from this language that he says, L'taltula, shu cholik al mechaber. He seems to be arguing with the mechaber, says, also ligaba, you can't touch it. And here he's saying, you're not allowed to be moving it. Usvirulei, and he seems to hold, the gamba beitza dafka tiltula, sir, it's only that moving it is usher, abo negiba al mashari, but to touch it is allowed. However, that's not really the understanding. He says, abo mikama achronim, if you look at a number of different achronim, you see this in the Shaar Tzion Osei, this is the Mogen Avraham, the Taz, it's also Mashur from the Vilna Gaon as well. As the Mishnah Berurah says, these achronim, our kam achronim mashma the sviluhu, the afilu binegia, even to touch it is osur. Again, because when you touch it, you're going to move it because it's round and it will roll. So that is the understanding of no machlokus over here between the Ramah, really, and the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues and he says, and if you can't touch it, you certainly can't eat it. And if this egg got mixed up with even 1,000 eggs, kulan asuros, none of them are allowed to be eaten because this is a dovish of a minion and it will be mutter right after yontif is over, and therefore, why eat it now? When it's osur, technically, albeit technically you have a bottle heter, so why use this heter when you'll be able to eat it without any heter after yontif is over? That's what the Mishpura says, it's sifkot and dalet. Ba'achilo ubetulto. All of these eggs, that it's one beitzah shenol to be yontif, got mixed up within, all these 1,000 eggs are all going to be usher to eat and even to move them. Shari l'machi, muteris b'lo tiltu, because tomorrow they're all going to be permissible without having to take advantage of any heter, and therefore, that's a dover sheish l'matirin, the chol dover sheish l'matirin, afil b'elef lo bottle. It's not going to be bottled even in 1,000. Mizat tam, the same reasoning, also got misif beis besofik. That's why, even if it's a sofik, we'll learn in a moment in sif beis. After ba'amla sfeik the rabban lekula, even though normally we would say by a sofik the rabban we go lekula, but since again it's a davar sheyesh lo matir, and why take advantage of a kula when you don't have to? So therefore, wait till after yontif, and that leads us into sif beis. Sif beis, the Mechaber writes, sofik im nol do biyontif o b'chol. If we're not sure when was this egg laid, was it laid on yontif or was it laid on a weekday? We're coming to the chicken coop now. We don't know, was it laid before yontif started or was it laid on yontif? So asur, we assume the worst case scenario, and it is asur. Mishmur explains sifkon hey, and in this situation, the misarvo biacheros. Here we know this egg. There's one sofik on this egg, but what happens if this egg then got mixed up with 1,000 other eggs? So then there's a machlokus. Yesh deos ben haposkim, the different opinions amongst the poskim. Im gam bazeh aminon deino b'teila. Do we say here too, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and we shouldn't take advantage of this heter of batel? Mishum dehavi davar sheyesh lo matirin. And in fact, the Mogen Rav says, even in this sofik situation, and only we go, as we just pointed out, sofik derabban l'kula, but even in this situation, when this is a sofik, is this egg no let on yontif or not? And then it gets mixed up with other eggs. So since it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, why use it on yontif when you can just wait till after yontif? That's the Machmir opinion. However, he brings down the Yesh Miachronim that disagree. This you can see in the Shaar Tzion Ozayin is the Moruk Tzia and the Bigdei Yesha. And he says, these achronim chokim love. They say no. The sovereign, they say, the kivan duhu milsa the rabbanon. This whole thing is a milsa the rabbanon. Kadoyim, it's kedai. Hamekilin lismachalem lahoka. That you can rely upon the makel opinion over here. And afilu nisari vza sovereign, chad betray. And even if it gets mixed up one with two, not 1,000, bottle. You can rely upon this bittel. However, he says, bimokum hefsid, yesh lismachalei. You can rely upon this lenient opinion, but it should be if there's a financial significant loss. And you see in Dershu foot number 5, he brings out for the Shaar Tzion that we learned previously in Simon Tav Tzadi Zayin, Lohiter Ela Behefsid Godol, that it's only in Hefsid Godol. And you can see this as well. On the Shaar Tzion, O Zayin, which we started before, he says, Mikomokum in Lismoch Alayu Shalom Bimokum Hefsid. The Psach of the Mishnah Berurah is that you should only rely upon these Mekilim if there is a significant financial loss. With this, we conclude today's shiur.